The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. God owns the Miracle-Gro. Uh-oh, what does that mean? Plus, trivia for rewards. That's going to be the third hour. You can make a little bit of dough on that. And I want to talk to you about barbecue on you. This happened to me today. Don't ask. Plus, John and Pamela, the Blessed Roofing Company, the Blessed Realty Company, in the house.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's a good thing. Living is good. Prevailing is good and good, right? Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not so much politics today. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? We got trivia, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. $25 gift. Ooh, going to be doing that in a couple of segments, not right off the bat, of course. Just get ready, though, because they are not simple questions. I just want to make sure you heard that. You can also call them with a praise report or a prayer request. Doesn't matter. Just keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's all it is. It's radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, we want to give a shout-out to Jamie Blumenthal. Did a great job yesterday. Came in the studio. That's the bumblebee one. We needed Jamie. We needed money. Jamie Blumenthal's the Retirement Strategies and Solutions. There we go. That's why I love live radio. So much fun. Retirement Strategies and Solutions, 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. They have the website retiretherightway.com. Now, here's the thing about Jamie. He was on the show yesterday and had a good chance to talk, and he really had a cool thing that he was talking about. He was talking about safe money and not safe money, and people having a little bit too much not safe money going into retirement and having it not safe, and it's like, not a good idea. I don't have to be a rock and roll genius to figure out that's not a good idea. Here's what I can figure out. He will help you at no cost. He's got a book that he gives to people for free, one of the big books in finances. He talks to people. He sits down with them, does a consultation, doesn't cost a thing. The way they approach it, they're saying plan right, retire the right way. If you're experiencing a little psychological volatility because of what's going on, you probably need to get in touch with Jamie and sit down and have a talk. 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667, retiretherightway.com. So I got Pamela and John in the studio. They're not going to talk yet, but they're just hanging out. It's fun because you acclimate and you get used to the show, and then it's like, okay, now I'm ready to talk and so on and so forth. But before we get into that and before we get into the teaching, let me tell you and Wonder Julie what happened to me today on a little segment I'm calling Barbecue on You. Wonder Julie, do you have at your Texas abode, Wonder Julie, do you have a barbecue at your home?
Well, of course I do.
Okay. See, most people have a barbecue. I am learning so many things. I've had a barbecue before, but in California, you have to have a barbecue that's 3 inches by 4 inches because they won't let you have anything bigger because they come and cite you because they're really nice. And anyway, so when we moved to Texas, we got a big barbecue. Like, yeah, use that barbecue. I mean, we used it a ton, right? And then guess when I ran out of gas? Of course, Memorial Day weekend.
Somebody should have told me, hey, Dave. Get more gas.
Okay, so anyway, so today I was moving the barbecue over, and then I noticed there was a couple of bugs. I had mentioned this before. And so I pushed a little lever there. I guess I pushed a lever there, and out came the drip box holder, hit the cement. Then the barbecue stuff from the last year went on me. And then the barbecue pan by the drip holder started to tilt, and all of the stuff over the last year that I didn't know was supposed to clean out started cleaning itself out before me on my own cement right in front of my eyes.
Don't.
So the barbecue was on me, literally. So
you're actually very lucky because last weekend, my drip pan started on fire.
You did?
Yes.
It can do that?
Yes. All the stuff in the bottom started on fire, and I ended up, we had to shut it down. We had to put baking soda all over everything. It was a mess, and it all had to be completely taken apart and cleaned. So you're good thing it happened.
You know, only people here in Texas can understand how to survive a tornado and a barbecue that can attack you.
That's right.
That's incredible. I mean, you just don't understand how brave you really are. You don't get it. I'm telling you, I'm learning things every day. I'm also learning that I will never wear that shirt and those pants again. I learned that. That's for sure. That's an interesting experience. Let me tell you about my devotions this morning. I only got about 5 minutes to do this. This is going to be super cool. And this is, you know, kind of has a title about God owning the miracle growth. Listen to what Jesus said, and I want to give you some relief about when you're sharing with people or when you're witnessing or when you're talking to anybody. I want to give you some relief from the stress. Okay? In Mark chapter 4, verse 26, it says this. Jesus also said, here's another illustration of what the kingdom of God is like. A farmer planted seeds in a field, and then he went on with his other activities. As the days went by, the seeds sprouted and grew without the farmer's help, because the earth produces crops on its own. First, a leaf blade pushes through, then the head of the wheat is formed, and finally the grain ripens, and as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes. Here's the thing I want you to recognize right off the bat, okay? The farmer can be, and oftentimes in the farmer stories, people go, well, that's Jesus. Well, that's this. Well, first of all, it's an illustration on the kingdom of God, so everybody relax, okay? The illustration is a farmer, somebody who's spreading seed. In this case, we understand that the seed is connected to the seed in the kingdom of God. Somebody's planting seeds. You know who plants seeds? You do. You plant seeds. Now, what happens is a lot of us get the Billy Grahamitis disease, and we think, wow, I planted seeds, and therefore there should be a harvest, and I will stand on the platform and call all the people forth, and they will come and repent. Okay, A, you're not Billy Graham, okay? B, that's not your ministry. C, your ministry has to do with the same thing my ministry does in the form that the Lord establishes, and that's your planting seeds. Because the most amazing part about that is you, as the farmer who's planting seeds, you don't actually create the growth. Yeah, see, this is the problem. People are thinking, well, I'm going to tell the gospel, and then I'm going to be the Holy Spirit. It's like, no, you're not. Stop that. Your job is to spread the seed. It's up to the Lord to give the growth. That's why it says the kingdom of God is like this. He goes and does other activities. As the day went by, which means time, the seed sprouted and grew without the farmer's help. You see that right there? Because the earth produces crops on its own, the scripture says. And you're thinking, but I'm supposed to. No, you're not. You're supposed to spread the seed. The Lord is quite capable of giving growth wherever he wants, whenever he wants, and how he wants. You don't own the growth process. Need a little more verification? I thought you might, so I thought I'd just open up to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, and read this. What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor, for we are God's fellow workers, and you are God's field and God's building. So the scripture makes it really clear, you don't save anybody. You get that? You save nobody. God saves people. Here's what the word says in Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation. Not the presentation, it, the gospel, the message itself, the truth is the power of God. And God takes that truth and works it and works it and works it. And who knows if the seed you plant becomes just a small little growth and years later becomes a bigger growth and a bigger growth and a bigger growth. You don't know those things, but God does. That's why you do what the Lord asks you to do and you let it go and you keep it in his hands. I love the fact that the passage in 27 to 28 says, it grew without the farmer's help. It's almost as though the Lord, without saying it, is going, there's only so much you guys are going to do. That's for sure. So let the Lord do the work. I know everybody wants to be the Holy Spirit, but you're not the Holy Spirit. So because you're not the Holy Spirit, let's let the Lord be the Holy Spirit. And that way the Holy Spirit can be the Holy Spirit and you can stop trying to be the Holy Spirit. Do you get what I'm saying there? I'm just making sure that everybody gets that. Okay? All right. Okay? All right. Get it? Okay. All right. I wonder Julie liked that. All right, we're going to take our short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. See, I'm getting that. I'm getting better each time. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. You can go to davidspoon.com. Also, if you want to email us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Let me give a shout-out to Dr. Brandon Brown, the Specific Chiropractor Center director. Now we got the bumblebee. There you go. Because Dr. Brandon Brown is also known as Dr. B, see? So that's why we do the bumblebee. Yeah, see? I didn't say every prank was good, did I? I don't think it is. Anyway, he was kind enough, though, to change his URL, praise the Lord, to drbrandonbrown.com, drbrandonbrown.com. Here's the thing about him. Noel has had kind of a tough back time since we've been in Texas. And she got a couple places, and it's not that those people were bad at all. So I never, you know, unless they're bad, and then I tell you they're bad. But Dr. Brandon has really been able to help her, and she's been gone several times. And we're writing up his commercial, and I'm going to go see him because my back the other way went, just the other day, I was like, oh, that's terrible. I want you to go to drbrandonbrown.com. If you say you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he'll give you a lollipop. Or not. 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. Okay. All right. In studio. I've been trying to get these guys in studio. How long have I been trying to get you in studio, John?
A few months.
Yeah. I mean, come on already. Okay. That's me just giving you a hard time.
I'm here.
All right. So you have, now you've heard me talk about John. And now he's in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. The Blessed Roofing Company, and I've told you numerous times, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Now, here's one of the little kicks he's got that's cool. 469 Blessed. 469 B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Now, you can say blessed. I don't care. That's 469 Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Free inspections for a roof repair and a roof replacement. You got to get it. Doesn't cost any money to figure out what's wrong. And like we said, you don't want water dripping down the side of your house and blowing up your TV before you find out what's going on. Thank you for coming in. I'm making you stay for a while. Is that okay?
No, it's perfectly okay. It's fun.
How busy have you been with the crazy? I mean, you guys have crazy, crazy weather. How busy have you been? You've been pretty busy?
Very blessed.
Very blessed. Good. Yes. Good line.
Yes.
Good line. What roofing is a unique industry here. It's a lot different in Texas than it is in other places. What is it about that? Is it because the weather is so volatile that the roofing regulations are different? Or what is it?
I think it's because of the lobbyists back to politics.
Wow.
They spend a lot of money roofing.
Wow.
Big roofing manufacturers and companies to get lobbyists. And they go against regulations or requirements or licensing. And I own a snow cone shop also, the only one in Grapevine, Texas, Heavenly Snow. And I jokingly say this, you can get out of a place of incarceration at 9 a.m. and you can open a roofing company at 10 a.m. The snow cone shop took a year to get open. More background, more checks, more stuff that I had to jump through that to do a snow cone where I just like to make kids smile than the roofing business. And that's why I say I'm the only honest, ethical, legal roofer that I've ever heard of.
That's amazing that you have that many problems with a snow cone company, though. I think it's the color blue. I'm just going with that as a theory. Somebody's really against it because there's no actual blue food. Even blueberries are purple. Anyway, just going back into other things. Roofing. People don't know that they have roofing damage unless it's inspected, right? I mean, there's no way to know.
Unless it has a leak. So many people have hail. More people in the Metroplex have hail damage and do not realize it than have actual damage and know it. Because you get a hailstorm, it happens when you're out of town or at sleep at night or at work, and you don't know. If your roof's not leaking, oh, my roof's fine. Well, that's not the fact. Insurance, about half of your premium cost is to insure your roof. If you took the roof insurance away and just insured your home and the contents, it's about half of what your annual premium is. So I tell everybody, you've paid for it, in most cases, for many years and never taken advantage of what they owe you. You know, you've paid for it in advance, and now they owe. And also, a lot of people do not realize that wind or hail claim is the only time that an insurance company cannot raise your rates and cannot cancel you. It's like it never happened. It's the best. So what I do basically is I tell everyone, our company scripture is 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I just want to educate and inform people what their rights are, because so many people don't know their rights and do not know the insurance company's responsibilities. Wow. Insurance companies will never tell you that you can't be raised, you can't be canceled for this, and because they don't want you to file the claim. Because it's they lose and they can't raise, can't cancel. Now, they will raise an area, a zip code, a neighborhood because of the hail damage. They'll raise you your rates because your neighbors, all your neighbors around got new roofs and you didn't get yours. So it doesn't sound like it's too fair, too upfront. I think, I better not say what I think about insurance companies are a lot like roofers. You know? They just do everything that they're supposed to. And I do everything ethically, honestly, and legally. And you can ask your adjuster. Your adjuster, you'll say, I have a roofing company who doesn't want me to pay my deductible. Every adjuster will say that's insurance fraud. And the reason that is because every roofing company says, okay, you're not going to charge your deductible, but we're not going to do some of the collateral damage.
Right.
You know, there's other things. If it hits your roof, it hit your gutters, downspouts, your window screens, and various places, which the insurance company is totally responsible for, and every other roofing company that I'm aware of will say, I'm not going to charge you deductible, just like the Blessed Roofing Company. I say the same thing. This is where we are different than all of them. And I know some listeners out there have been down this road already that say, okay, we're not going to charge you a deductible, but we're not going to replace, most often it's gutters and downspouts because they're kind of expensive, but we're not going to replace them, or we're not going to repair this, or we're not going to do that. That's insurance fraud. If it's paid to be done, it has to be done. And that's why every agent adjuster will say, no, it's insurance fraud if they don't collect your deductible. Fortunately, we still live in a capitalist country. It's my profit. I'm allowed to do with it what I want as long as I do everything on that summary of damages. I jokingly but seriously tell people, if it says paint your doghouse door, you get a painted doghouse door, and I don't charge a deductible. I'm the best there is, the most honest. I have shortcomings. I'm wearing the skin suit. I'm trying to get through them, you know, before I get to heaven, but I'm honest.
Well, I want to back up to the door, the dog door. So doghouses have doors now? Is this another thing in Texas I don't know about? I'm telling you. We got a little paw knocker.
Even air-conditioned doghouses I have seen.
I think that people need to recognize, if you knew the passion that John has. So we don't have time in this show for him to go through his entire testimony. That's why he has to come back. That's why Pamela has to come back. And we're going to talk to Pamela in this the next time, and she'll get to share. And just in case you didn't know, John is as bad as me, which tells you everything you want to know, right? So that's why you want him to come to your house and work on the roof and not in your kitchen. Okay, so I'm just saying, because that makes it a little easier. But the bottom line is, listen to what he's saying. He's telling you, hey, some people are doing this, and it's fraudulent. And you don't want to be, I mean, you want to pay for a service. If you're paying for an insurance, you want to get what's due you, what you're paying for, what that process and that agreement is. And you want it to be fair. And if you're a person that's like, no, I want to take as much advantage as I can, you're probably the kind of person that gets an extra $1.50 from McDonald's and doesn't return it. Look it. If you get the extra $1.50 from McDonald's, you return it, right? Yeah, everybody knows you should do it. It's just the right thing to do. So when you're doing these kind of things, same thing, same principle. You just want to do it right. You want it to be honest. You want it to be forthright. One of the things that people don't know is how much you're willing to work with people and how important it is. I mean, you're really passionate about helping them. Is that, and we only have a minute, so I know it's going to be kind of tight, but you got to do your best. Is that because of your faith? Or is that because something the Lord ingrained you even before you became a Christian?
Just my belief, absolutely faith. I just believe that if you give good, you get good. If you do the things right, things are done right to you.
That's
I just want to be.
You reap what you sow in that mentality.
Definitely.
Okay. So that's the Galatians 6:9. All right. I got 2 minutes. So I'm going to tell you that we had him come to the house, our house, and they did a roof inspection. I wasn't home, so of course I didn't know what was going on. They did it to my son's house. And again, you guys got to think about this. First of all, I moved to Texas so I can be close to my son. Okay. And my grandchildren, who are better than my son and my daughter-in-law, because they haven't done anything wrong yet. Okay, that's why. So if you're trying to figure out what's going on there. And I entrusted John and his company to go to my son's house and my grandchild's house and do the inspection. And my son Josh goes, it took like 5 minutes. I don't even know whether he said, oh, we're done, bye. I was like, bye. Because it doesn't take anything to do that. You understand? 469 blessed. 469 BLESSED. We're going to attend. And don't forget, of course, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Take a short break. Come back. Then we're going to talk to Pamela. We're going to play music for Pamela she doesn't even know about. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. Each time you see me,
just my freedom. Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
There are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam, you've got your own commercial whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com plus website DavidSpoonMedia.com. We'll get to the trivia question in just a second. So we have Pamela Melchiono with us, and I just want her to hear what we've been doing. just wait.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchiono. Is that great? That's how we're doing it. That's what we do, your reads. Man. That's so funny. So she has another one that's a Dean Martin one, but that takes a while. It's kind of like this.
Bells will ring
in Napoli when love is king.
And all of that is because when I first met you and I saw your name on your card, I thought you were from Hawaii.
Yes.
I know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what do I know? All right, Pamela, it's great to have you here. I know it's first time you're getting on radio. It takes a little while for people to hear what you have to say. And it takes a little while for you to get adjusted because it's not like you will say, oh, woke up and go, hey, I think I'll go to a radio place today and I'll just jump in the studio. I mean, yeah, let's just make a day of it. It's not right. It's not always easy, is it?
No, amen. But so thankful to be here.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful to have you. So a couple people need to know the website, theblessedrealtycompany.com. And what I tell people, and tell me if this is the direction you're going, is, you know, there are people that do real estate just kind of like part-time, like, I want to go to Mississippi, and I want to spend an extra couple of grand and do, and that's not what you're about, helping people go through this process, caring about them the way that you would want to be cared for.
Amen.
As a ministry.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
How long have you done that? It's a newer process for you, right?
Well, everything that I do as if I'm serving the Lord.
Okay.
I have a servant's heart, and I'm known for that.
Yeah.
So,
but that's a good thing because you're trying, everything that you're doing is trying to do in ministry fashion.
Amen. Amen.
And that's got to be exciting.
Yes.
I understand that you might be doing some additional educational ministry stuff. You can just smack them. You don't have to worry about that. So John's pushing. I tell everybody everything. John's pushing her chair because he wants her closer to the mic, and then she smacks. She smacks. This is how they work.
This is my time.
This is her time. That's what John's going. I didn't think you'd say that on there. You have no idea. You're going to do some additional ministry studying as well. Is that correct? You're going to. What are you doing?
I do. I have aspirations to perhaps go to King's Academy.
Okay. So that's a challenge,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that nerve-wracking, though?
No, I have a passion for that as well. My number one passion is the Lord, but realty is also my passion.
Right. And this is where the Lord's put you.
Amen.
I mean, this is one of the things that people don't know is I did pastoring for years, mm-hmm. and then when I was done— I could tell you hours and hours of how the radio came about, but it was a kind of a— I thought it was a fluke. But here I am 7 years later. It's the longest fluke I've ever seen. So in the real estate, what do you find that people, what's some of the struggle that they encounter that, you know, that I'm saying, like they come to you and they go, is it finding a property? Is it selling a property? Which direction does that go?
Really, I find what most people need is just help along the way. They need to be educated on how the process works. I walk them through this every step of the process. They just want to they want advice on areas that will work for their family and their family's dynamics. I've been told I'm a very good listener. I like to listen, and I can usually help them to achieve their goals in a pretty quick manner.
Yeah, so you can ascertain it and kind of nail it down for them pretty quick.
Yes.
You have to be a good listener hanging out with John.
Amen.
I don't care what you say.
I do more listening than I do talking.
Yeah, see, but that's why I know you get along so well.
Yes.
I mean, I get home, and last night I'm in bed, and I'm sitting there, and I'm going, you know, because we're discussing whether I'm going to write another book or not. And I said, you know, I could go this angle. And she literally, will you be quiet and go to bed? Only that's not what she said. That's a paraphrase.
Nip it in the bud.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
So you don't need to feel you're fantastic. Real estate market, kind of busy, isn't it? It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yes. It's been a great market.
Yeah. Is it going to keep going that way? Does it look like it's going to go that way for a while?
Yeah, I believe we have such an influx of people moving into the DFW area, and the inventory, we don't have the inventory to support it. So, yes, I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Right. And then people keep coming. I mean, they're leaving California. Just ask me.
Amen. Amen.
Just, you know, and you come into the market, it's like, wow, this is like a regular state with regular rules. I can't believe they passed even the law for the lemonade law. It's like in California, that had gone through 400,000 lawsuits before anybody would have brought it up in the press. It was like, wow. So you must be busy in all that. Are there areas you concentrate in? Irving, Dallas, Grapevine. Do you go all the way up towards Fate where I am? Do you go? I mean, is it just kind of all over?
You know, honestly, I've served in whoever the Lord brings me, I serve.
So, I love that.
So I've sold from Frisco and Little Elm all the way to DeSoto. So I've served the gamut, and I love it. I'm happy to go where, you know, the Lord leads me.
And I like that, because that instead of putting a geographical limit out, you're just saying, Lord, just lead them in.
Amen.
And I'll just walk
He's
it through.
He's brought me every one of my customers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we're hoping is that the people, and we're not expecting 9,000 people to call you up from the shore, but we know that those connections that happen, and when it happens, it's like, that's the stuff you want. You want it to be kingdom stuff.
Amen.
Right?
Divinely appointed.
I love that. I love that you think that way. See, so, and even the next commercial we wrote for you has a little bit more to do with ministry.
Amen.
than the prior one, because I can't do everything funny. I've been told I'm not that funny.
I think you're very funny.
were you acknowledging Wonder Julie her, or were you acknowledging that I said I'm not that funny? Okay, I'm not going to comment to that right now. Can I drop that trivia? Do you want to help me on this trivia? This is going to be a tough one. So if you know it, I want you to tell me.
But it's
tough.
Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, all right. Most people know, and now people, I'm going to give you this chance, a $25 chance. So if you call and you get it right, you can't hang up right away, because if you don't give Wonder Julie the info, you got a pen, by the way, Wonder Julie, so you can, okay. I can't get you the reward. So there are, you and I talked about this, how many fruits of the Spirit are listed? Did we say?
Nine.
Nine. So those are nine, right? So the trivia question is, how many works of the flesh are listed in that same portion? So we're going to have let people call in and see what they see if they can come up with the answer. By the way, our phone number. What is our phone number? Always look for our phone. 972-445-0770. Is that right? Good. Good guess. I'm really good at this. So anyway, I think it's great that whatever you're doing, that you're impassioned to do it before the Lord. And you know, in the next segment, I'm going to talk to you guys about you guys. Right, I mean that's coming, so you can't escape that. But what I wanna know is, do you see real estate changing if the government kind of? I mean, right now it's kind of like a free system, and everybody's talking about this, you know, like a socialistic kind of. Do you see that? Would that impact real estate? Would that change things if they go, you know, in the direction of, we're going to do everything socialistic, we're in charge of all the property, Won't that impact all the real estate agents? And aren't there like tons of real estate agents?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good idea.
That'd be a bad idea, right?
Amen.
I mean, goodness gracious. I just think that'd be terrible, right? How did you guys meet?
I did her roof.
Why don't you guys just write a book?
Every realtor needs a good roofer.
That's right. That's right.
That is a great line. That's true, though, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. It's the most important thing when you're selling a home.
It is.
Yes.
Do you help the people coordinate like a roofing inspection? I certainly do. If they're selling or buying?
I certainly do.
Definitely.
So if you do it for the buyer, let's say if you're doing it for the seller, then that way they can give it to the buyer.
It'll increase their profit.
It will.
Absolutely. Everybody wants a new roof. It will, number one, bring you more for your investment.
Wow.
It's the number one investment you can make.
And you're more expert than I am at this, but to my understanding, a mortgage or lender won't lend if the roof is damaged.
Right.
So that'll stop the deal.
To have a good roof.
Yeah, so that's that is. So you guys, that is a great combo. Mm-hmm. And he did your roof. Now, I'm just asking so you don't have to say anything about it, but did he leave a little, I want to go out with you thing on a roof?
No, absolutely not.
I'm saying that. A little note hanging from the gutter,
zero.
Right?
No.
Can I tell you the quick version of that story?
Sure.
So I'm sitting in my office one day. The phone rings, and she says, I need to do a roof inspection. I said, how'd you get my name and number? Oh, a friend saw your sign, and God told me to call you. And I'm like, well, if God told you to call me, I'm like her. I said, servant's heart. I got to do your roof inspection. So I go do her roof inspection. She has bad roof. We get her a brand new roof. The best. I use Consumer Reports number one rated shingle. I'm not greedy. I don't try to minimize the expense of materials to increase my profit. I let God worry about my profits. And so did a roof, and it took a while. You know, we did a roof, and we've got lots of business, thank you, God. And some of the collateral things didn't get done instantly because it's different folks that do different things. So a few months later, she calls me up and says, hey, can you meet me at my house? And I go over there, and she reaches me a roofer's card. And I'm like, what's this? She inspected my roof yesterday. I'm like, you just got a brand new roof, lady. You know, what are you doing? You know? And he said you did not replace the vents and turbines on the top. Now, that's what other people do for the charging, setting off to set the deductible. That's not what we do. I said, really? That's what he said. So I turned my phone on speaker. It's been several months. And I called my lead person. I said, sir, Trent, what do you got going on today? He says, I'm finally going to get by Pam's house and put on those vents that I've been trying to get over there to for a month or two. And that's how it started.
That's how it started. Oh, when we come back, we're going to get into that. So we're going to have to exit. We got somebody calling in.
Yep.
But we're going to have to keep them on hold because we have to break because that's the requirement. So let me tell you real fast. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere. Trivia, a little bit more. Pam, John, don't go nowhere. That you give me.
Thanks a lot. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then
It was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Wow, what a roof! It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey. You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That minute was really fast, wasn't it? Okay. So we have Sam on the line. Let's get him on. Sam, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm there. Here.
How are you doing, brother? All right, so let me ask you. I have a feeling you're going to get it right, but I want to ask you ahead of time. It's okay to be honest. I know you didn't Google it, but did you go to the Galatians text and count?
Yes, I did read Galatians 5 towards the end after the fruit of the Spirit, so because I wasn't sure, so I just want to read.
Yep, I'm glad you did that. Yeah. What's the number?
There are three. In my opinion, there are three flesh things.
Okay, but well, how many individual listed on there? In other words, back up before the nine spirit ones, right? Are you by the text? I want to walk you through it because that's the kind of guy I am. Here it is. Look at back. See how it says the works of the flesh are?
Well, there are like idolatry, sorcery, hatred.
Count them.
Intentions.
Count them.
Jealousy.
Count each one of those.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
One more.
Yeah. Oh, 15.
15.
Yes.
That's right. Ding, 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 ding. All right, Sam. I was going to get you there one way or another, brother. You were getting there no matter what. So there's 50. Actually, so they list them, and in some of the versions, there's a mesh between two of the words. So that's where some of it can get confusing. But if you think about it, there's nine statements on the fruit of the Spirit. There's 15 of the flesh, which just tells you that some of the behavior in the flesh is more, what's not the word more? It's easily seeable.
I did read the chapter, so I didn't know that, but I just looked it. I mean, I read it in the past, but didn't remember, so I read the chapter.
Good for you. See, that's so the result of that is you read the Word of God. I could ask for nothing more.
Yeah, not the whole chapter, but where you led me to read from there.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we've got your information, so I would expect your reward to be coming within the next 7 days. Okay, my friend.
Okay, so that my roof will be blessed.
And your roof, that's it. Your roof will be blessed. If you have any real estate stuff, you need to talk to Pam, and then in the meantime, you get $25.
All right, thank you so very much.
There you go, my friend. You have an excellent rest of the day.
All right, you too.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Where's that? Which is fun.
Don't you? I mean, you could just make, it doesn't have to, everything doesn't have to be, you turn on the TV, everything is so depressing. Although I will say it wasn't depressing to see that a new team won the Stanley Cup. I'm just gonna say, good for the Blues. I don't like the Blues or the Bruins, but good for the Blues. It's all I'm gonna say. Just gonna leave it there. Moving on. Okay, so I do want to say a couple of things, and then we're gonna get back into these two. I want you to make sure you understand about Pamela that the way to access the Blessed Realty Company.com. So if you're sitting there thinking, you know what, I'm sensing that there's some connection there, I think I need to do something, I need to make that connection, that's what you want to do. And so I have your phone number here. I just don't know. Oh, it's right here. Let's see. Well, you want to write it down for me? I have all my papers right here. Can you believe it, Kevin? 817-505-5541. That's 817. What is that, Dave? 817. What? 817. Oh, I got that, Dave. 505. Anybody can remember that. 5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Anything they need to know? I mean, they go to your site, you fill that out. Did you guys move that thing at all, like I mentioned, or you haven't done that yet?
No, I did do it, but I don't think they delayed it long enough.
So okay.
We're still working on it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so call her. If you ever have a problem, you can always go to davidspoon.com, look under our sponsor tab, and I have a link that goes right to her site. So if you're ever like, okay, then go to me, and then just do it that way. And just make sure. And if you tell her you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you can get a taco if you go to Taco Bell and buy one. That's totally fair, I feel, in my heart. All right, let's talk about the two of you. Because one of the things that had been coming up is, you know, you got the Blessed Realty Company .com. You have the Blessed Roofing Company .com. Is there something we need to know about the two of you merging or something? Is there something going down the road? I'm just asking where you guys are at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's called the power of agreement.
The power of agreement. I just talked on division and unity yesterday. Great, great, great
Most
statement.
Most godly woman I've ever known. Thank you. She's amazing. Started out client, you know, worker relationship, and then when she saw that I'm ethical and honest, and I kind of well up thinking about it, so sorry folks, but anyway, that last thing I said, I called my guy, hey, when are we fixing it? He said, I'm fixing it today, finally. And she knew that my heart was honest, and a few months later, I was praying, and I'll never forget this as long as I live. I was doing my prayers, and I said, God, all I want is a woman that loves you the most will love, respect, and honor me. And when I said the word me, the phone rang, and it was Pam, and she said, Mr. Collins, Pamela Melchiano, I just want to tell you I respect and honor you. And that's from a few months earlier, from when I did the right thing. Unbeknownst to her, had it in the works. And I, of course, at that time, she didn't know I was praying, talking to God, and had just said me. And she rang the phone, and I said, you want to go out? And she said, no.
A true love story. A true love story.
And so being Mr. Persistent Collins, I kept, persistence wears down resistance. So I don't give up. If you got a bad roof, we'll figure it out. We won't give up on it. So it's been that way, and she's just been a blessing, and it's just amazing.
So there's a merger coming, though not necessarily merging those two URLs. I mean, nope. Because you guys are them, you might as well just keep that going, right? So the question is there any kind of time frames you guys have discussed, or am I stepping into territory I need to be careful of? See, I'm on the other side of the table, and I can duck. So
we're leaving that in God's hands right now.
Okay. All right. So it's before
but
the
we're
Lord.
We definitely
heading in that
we're
direction.
Definitely, no doubt. God's already told me And I've told her she wants to accelerate God.
The first time he asked you out, you said no?
Of course.
Well, I hadn't dated anybody for 8 years.
Okay, yeah, so you were like...
The Lord was my husband.
Yeah.
And I was good with that. He's a good provider. He'll never leave or forsake me.
Right.
I was in a good place.
Yep.
But I'm very thankful for John. He's an amazing man.
Yeah.
Man of integrity.
What I wanted for the audience was just to hear you guys, to get to know you guys. Because once you sit down and talk to people, it's so... radio is a great place to make connections, but this is where the real connection comes in, where you really people get to hear about you guys. And so now it becomes a different element. Now these are your brother and your sister and the Lord. And yeah, they sponsor the show. I mean, I don't think I've said anything different. That Jamie sponsors the show. Dr. B sponsors the show. They're all helping promote that. And my wife did challenge me. I said, sometimes, you know, I want to do more teaching and, you know, do less of this. And she just said, you know, these people are who got brought into your life for that purpose so that they can be blessed and bless others and so on and so forth. Sometimes she's like, you got to get out of the way. It's like, how did you guys come up with all this stuff, by the way? Was the Holy Spirit just give you this stuff and then you guys just dump it on us? I'm telling you, it's just, I was like, fine. Okay, fine. You're right. You know, I think she's been wrong twice that I can think of. But I think both of those had to specifically do with the amount of money I told her she could spend and she went more. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's how that went. So here's what I want you guys to do. Even if you don't need a roof, even if you don't need a realtor, you can be praying for these guys to be blessed in the Lord. Okay? They want to be a blessing to people. And they, I think this show is a blessing to people. And I think that's an important part of it. And even if you're not, you can be praying for them. And I always say this because Paul said it, so it's a great thing to quote. But Paul said, I mention you in prayer. It's not like you got to sit there and pray 30 minutes for them. But you can mention them. It doesn't take a lot to do a mention. And that's just a commitment to your brother and sister in the Lord. And then if you need a roof or you need a realtor, you want to get in touch with them and see how that goes. And you're not obligated. You talk to them. If it doesn't work, doesn't work. You know, I went to one car dealer and great relationship, but I didn't get the car there. I got the car at the next. That does happen. And if that's happened, that happens. Well, praise the Lord. We want what the Lord wants as much as we all can. But one thing I can say is I am proud to have these guys as sponsors. And that's cool because that's a good thing, especially in Christian radio, especially where Christian radio is going nowadays. It's like, yeah. Anyway, all right, so I'm going to exit out, tell you to bless them. So you got the blessedrealtycompany.com and the blessedroofingcompany.com. You can't miss these, okay? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity then. Talk to you later.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.